better sleep of all that we've been talking about so far? Which of these have you put into play in your sleep equation? All right, here's another one. Want to sleep better? Don't eat heavy foods and big meals too late. They overload your digestive system, and that affects how well you sleep. So have a light evening snack of cereal with milk or crackers and cheese instead of the heavy stuff. And you'd be surprised. I know I've been surprised. Let me speak for myself. I think you would be too, but I know I've been surprised when I have gone to bed hungry, thinking I had eaten enough. Let's say I knocked that meal out, that dinner out at, say, around 6:30. And I was certain that I had eaten enough. I didn't eat any more because I didn't want to overeat. Things were cool. But about 2 hours later, I heard my stomach starting to growl. I ate enough at dinner time. I'm not eating anything else tonight. And so I would go ahead and go to bed anyway. In bed, stomach still growling. Rude, too. Knew I was trying to get to sleep. Stomach be growling all loud. So here we go. I say, nope. I'm not getting up. I'm not eating. I had enough to eat at dinner time. I brushed my teeth. I'm not getting up to eat anything else tonight. 2 hours later, I'm still wide awake. So I go ahead, get up, do the very thing I said I was not going to do. I get up and eat. But check this out. I could usually eat just a sandwich. And I don't mean a thick sandwich with a whole bunch of meat and all that kind of stuff. Peanut butter and honey or peanut butter and jelly. One sandwich. I'd eat it. Drink my H2O, going back to bed, and within minutes had fallen asleep. That has happened numerous times. You don't really need to eat heavy. You don't need to. You shouldn't, because it's not healthy. Because remember now, your body's slowing down on purpose, and it's not digesting 11 o'clock at night the way it is at 5 and 6 in the evening. So it's not good, and it's not necessary to eat heavy at bedtime. Try to finish eating no closer than 1 hour before you go to bed. A lot of the experts say, hey, look, an hour to an hour and a half before you go to bed, boom, you should be okay. But don't be eating and then going to bed 20 minutes later, 15 minutes later, 3 minutes later. That ain't good. All right, check this out. Think about what you drink. Alcohol can make you sleepy at bedtime, but its initial effects wear off, and it might make you wake up more often throughout the night. You might want to try warm milk and chamomile tea. Not combined, but either of those. Warm milk or chamomile tea. I'm going to tell you, some of these teas can be sure enough surprising, too. Chamomile tea, sleepy time tea, teas like that, that promote helping people sleep. I'm going to tell you, it worked for me. I remember years ago, maybe 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I was skeptical. I'm looking at that tea and it said, you know, the box said, it'll help you sleep, blah, blah, blah. I was skeptical. But I said, you know what, I'm going to try it for two reasons. Number one, I want to find out what it tastes like. Number two, I'm going to see if this stuff helps me sleep. Well, I'm going to tell you something. It tasted pretty good. I did not fall asleep any faster than I normally do. But hours later, when it was time for me to get up, that tea had me so groggy, drowsy. I mean, and it took me probably, I think it was something like 1 to 2 hours after I woke up and had been moving around before I finally began to pull out of that. That was the first and the last time I drank that tea. Now, I can't tell you if it made a difference on how well I slept through the night. I just don't know. But I do know when it was time for me to get up and moving, I had a hard time doing it. Watch what time you sip. Needing some nighttime trips to the bathroom? Wanting to have fewer nighttime trips to the bathroom? Try not to drink anything in the last 2 hours before you go to bed. If you've got to get up at night, it can be hard to get back to sleep quickly. So, try not to drink anything the last 2 hours before you go to bed, and maybe empty that bladder just before you do go to bed. And there's something else you might want to consider so that, you know, just in case you do have to get up, make that run during the night, consider keeping a night light in the bathroom that will give you all the light you need to see what you're doing without having to turn on that bright overhead light that gives you more light than you really need and possibly makes it harder for you to get to sleep. How about this? You might want to consider dimming the lights around your home 2 to 3 hours before bedtime. The lower light levels signal your brain to make melatonin. And melatonin is the hormone that brings on sleep. So, you know, you're doing the opposite. You know, when we say wake up, time to get up and at 'em, within 30 minutes, try to be in bright light to help you finish waking up fully. Nighttime, we're trying to go to bed, lower the lights so that the brain says, oh, been a while since we had any bright light on. The light's kind of dim. Let me go ahead and start putting out some melatonin. Might help you sleep better. You might also want to consider using a 15-watt bulb if you read in the last hour before bed, but that may not be enough light for your eyes. And so just give it some thought. Think about how you want to do that. As much as you can, stop the noise. Faucet drips, nearby traffic, a loud dog can chip away at your sleep. And if you're a parent, you might be all too aware of noises at night long after your children have outgrown their cribs. Consider using a fan, an air conditioner, or a white noise application or machine that can drown out other noises without distracting you. You might also want to consider earplugs. All right, what about this? They recommended that we reduce that caffeine intake, or at the very least, they recommended that, you know, some people, like I say, recommend no later than 4 o'clock or so. The recommendation here is no later than 12 noon. Well, nicotine is a stimulant, just like caffeine. They're both stimulants. Tobacco can keep you falling asleep, and if a person has insomnia, tobacco can make it worse. So, better not to smoke at all, ever, ever, ever. But if you do smoke, make sure that stuff's not happening. Close to time to go to bed, you might want to say the same thing. Hey, they say no caffeine after 12 noon, maybe no tobacco and nicotine after 12 noon. How many smokers will be able to keep up with that? But here's the thing. It's a good idea to get on a smoking cessation program anyway if you smoke. This might be one part of that. Many people try several times before they kick the habit. If you need to, get help from your doctor. All right. Now, how many of you love your pets so much that you really like the idea of having them sleep with you? And not just in your bedroom, but in your bed too. Well, check this out. A cat's night moves or a dog's night moves can cut your sleep short. And not only that, but they bring allergy triggers like fleas, fur, dander, and pollen into your bed. So you might want to ask your vet or animal trainer how you can teach your pet to snooze in the pet's own bed. And you may not even need to get any special training. Just buy the bed, the animal bed, the pet bed, and tell your pet, hey, this is your bed. Place it somewhere in the house. I mean, it may not hurt too bad. I mean, if the pet sleeping in your bedroom is going to put whatever's in its fur that much closer to your bed, but that would certainly be better than the pet being in bed with you. Maybe in the hallway, situated close to the bedrooms, but not necessarily in the bedrooms. Some pets, especially some dogs, like to kind of stand guard for the family at night. And, you know, if they can be where they can, in a position where they can kind of hear and see something coming quickly, be close enough to you that they can protect you, that might be the thing. But again, get them their own bed. How about this? When it comes to work, emotional discussions, complicated decisions, try to put that away 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed. It takes time to turn off the quote-unquote noise of the day, the drama of the day, the stimulation of the day. If you still got a lot on your mind, Jot it down and let it go for the night. Jot it down. Something about writing things down. Lists of things to do, things that are on your mind, bothering you, writing it down. Seems like it just kind of frees you up because it lets you know, if nothing else, you've recorded it, so you're not going to forget about it. All you got to do is go back to the place where you wrote it down and you can recall what it is that you were worrying about. Jot it down. Let it go. Then about an hour before you hit the sack, read something calming, meditate, listen to quiet music, take a warm bath. Even 10 minutes of relaxation makes a difference. How about this? I know a lot of people look for a quick way out, easy way out. Got to be careful about using sleeping pills, which is the way that some people like to get that sleep. Sleeping pills. Some sleep medicines can become habit forming, and they may have some side effects. Ideally, any pills used should be a short-term solution while you make lifestyle changes for better sleep. And again, nothing wrong with consulting with your doctor in order to get all that worked out. So, speaking of our doctors, feel free to let your doctor know if you're dealing with sleeplessness and it lasts for a month or more. Your doctor can check to see if there's a health condition such as acid reflux or arthritis, asthma, or depression, or maybe even a medicine that you take that may be part of the problem. And so just remember to, you may want to keep with you a list of all medications that you take and all vitamins that you take, all of them. Have it written down. I'm saying written down. You can type it up and really have it typed up in such a way that you can you can cut the paper so that it's the size of a business card. Keep it in your wallet somewhere on you, and you have all your vitamins that you take, the medications that you take, the doses and the frequency, so that when you go to the doctor, you don't have to be trying to recall what you're taking. Just pull out your little card size list, present it to the nurse, or just read it off to the doctor, or let the doctor look at it, and they can go from there, and they can tell you what's going on that maybe, you know, something's happened with medications, etc. They can tell you if there's something in there that might be having an impact on your sleep. All right. When we come back, let's take a look into something that, you know, could cause some sleepless nights at some point in the future. It has to do with warfare. I'll tell you specifically what kind of warfare as soon as we reconnect.